Hello, my friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family. I hope you guys are doing well today. So we see the title of RT, All Hail the Alien Overlords. Stargazers mystified by unexplained lights in the night sky. And if you saw this, would this freak you out? Just a straight line of apparent ships just going in perfect order. So speculation was rife on Sunday evening after mystified residents in Michigan reported seeing unidentified lights flying in formation across the night sky. Theories ranged from a string of lanterns to weird stars and finally to naturally alien overlords coming back. So you can see some of the pictures here. What are the weird stars in a row in the sky? Resident Cindy Kaminsky asked local news outlet on Facebook after a sighting at about 7:30 p.m. local time. And here we have meteorologist Will Hyeni showing us another cool shot of the line of satellites spotted in western Michigan. So the explanation is not alien overlords, as we look at another shot, yet. Just kidding. Well, maybe not. Actually, here you see a shot and some others. Definitely freaky. So they say it's the Starlink satellites. How to spot SpaceX's 60 new Starlink satellites in the night sky. And I'll have a link for you to do just that. It's right here. It's the heavensabove.com. And it'll tell you when they're visible where. So SpaceX launched 60 new satellites back on November 11th into orbit. And apparently we're going to get to see these things on a regular occurrence. And, you know, how do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about seeing things like that up in your night sky? And, you know, they followed the launch of 60 other satellites that went up in May. That surprised observers with how bright they appeared in the night sky, like a string of pearls. So his plans are to launch a lot of these things. So some people are up in arms, because what's our night sky going to look like? We're going to be seeing these things and others like this just going across our sky all the time. And this is about broadband. And again, there's a lot of concerns about certain types of broadband and a lot of concerns about just all the signals that we're always bombarded with. So the preliminary orbit was 174 miles. Each one of the satellites is equipped with an ion engine to slowly raise its orbit to an altitude of about 217 miles. And they plan to launch at least 12,000 Starlink satellites for its mega constellation and is eyeing adding another 30,000 satellites in the future. Are you kidding me? Do you remember about a year ago we were talking about China with their artificial moons? And of course, we've also seen patents for sun simulators. There are actual patents for I'm getting all tongue-tied because I'm getting worked up over this. Sun simulators as well. It's just, what do you guys think about this? All this stuff up there. And some of it comes down. It'll come down eventually. So, I mean, what do you guys think about this? We're getting blasted with so many different energies. And not just the energies. I mean, just the visual aspects about it. Where's that beautiful natural peace and tranquility? I don't know. Just personally, I don't like how this is going. The Navy pilot who recorded a video of the tic-tac shape UFO says he doesn't want to be associated with aliens. He says, doesn't mean it's aliens. But then he also said that he doesn't think it's ours. He doesn't think it's top secret U.S. military. So I don't know what else is left, the Chinese or the Russians, if not the case that it's not ET. In case you guys missed it, the Space Force is the newest branch of the U.S. military. And so it's the sixth and newest branch of the nation's military after President Trump put it together and got the thing done. And as you see here, Space Force has its first launch and an official website. And then a quote here, Rebecca Grant, the U.S. needs Space Force. First mission is addressing these seven threats. So, you know, they get into satellites again. And talking about China, of course, you know, and building the fear of what where China is going. I saw some articles yesterday I was going to do, or actually the day before yesterday, I was going to do videos on and decided not to, to go down that route. Again, trying to build the fear of just what is going on with China. And, you know, it's I don't know about the weaponization of space either. I don't ever trust any official explanations. Always have to have a little bit of, you know, what is really going on here? What do they want us to think? You know, because I'm not going to believe the official explanations just right off the bat. Always look at things with a little bit of a cynicism. And we see China calls the new U.S. Space Force a threat to space, peace, and security. As, you know, again, this Cold War of sorts is ongoing, and we know it's been a economic war, and let's hope it never actually turns into a true military war. But we definitely have a new arms race that looks to be underway. And, you know, perhaps the arms race is going to be out in space. And I always think, who benefits from this? You know, well, obviously those that are making all these things, you know, those that are making the satellites, those that are making the space weapons. There's an awful lot of money in this. And so, to me, it just kind of solidifies my beliefs on the way things are and, you know, who is actually being supported by whom. But as always, I look forward to your comments. What do you think about all this? How do you feel about all this situation, all the stuff in space, all the satellites in orbit, more and more all the time? 40,000 new satellites, 40,000, and we could see, you know, so many of them visibly now, and there's always instances of things coming back to Earth. And I did actually see an instance earlier where a lady got hurt by space debris coming down. And will that become a regular occurrence as well? Interesting times we live in, my friends. Thank you for your support on Patreon, also on Ko-Fi. Join us over there as well. Make sure you're subscribed to the second channel, EE Arts. As always, my friends, keep your eyes to the skies. Be prepared. God bless and namaste.